Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Sweet Boss. Well, I worked for the last 2 hours on our marketing strategy for 2023, and it's barely 7, so I'm up from 5 in the morning. So, while it's fresh, I had to share it with you guys.
Hey guys, Dan Chodimkov here, and you're listening to Sweet Boss, scaling a digital B2B business. For all the entrepreneurs, business owners, and CEOs, this is your moment to radiate positive energy. Because if I can do it, so can you. In this podcast, I'm sharing my thoughts, opinions, and everyday experience in the business world. But I'm letting you glance into my personal life too. So stay tuned, because this episode may be the epiphany that you're looking for.
Okay, so it's December, end of year, holidays are approaching, but 2023 is ahead of us. And every year, I don't know if I've shared this before, but every 6 months we have our strategy planning sessions in BizBeat. So in December, we plan January to June. In June, we plan July till December. And yeah, I'm not a believer in like 5 years business plans with financial forecasting or everything, because agile way, baby. I mean, things are changing so fast in 21st century, so you do need a general strategy or where you're headed in the next 3 to 5 years, but planning is like crazy. So as we started with the planning process for 2023, we had several meetings with the marketing team, and we came with a really nice content strategy that I wanted to share with you guys, and I hope some of these you can borrow or use for your business, of course. So when it comes to marketing, we've realized that, well, our strategy is based on content purely. We don't do paid ads. We don't use any traffic generation stuff. We just generate a lot of audio, video, and written content. And then we try to repurpose it for different platforms. You understand what I'm saying just after I show you the examples. But at this stage, I've realized that, well, what's there beyond the content? Yeah, you can pay ads, traffic, or you can, but what else? Everything else is SEO optimized content that brings you traffic at the end of the day. Yeah, you can do outreach, but that's part of the sales department. So now we're marketing hat. So we figure out eight types of content that we want to utilize. And in most of the cases, you know, we didn't want it. It's a strategy. We didn't want it to distinguish, well, what I'm going to post on LinkedIn or on Facebook or on Twitter, or it's Monday, what should we share? Instead of that, we thought in level of pillars. So figure out 8 big pillars that we can build all our content around those 8 topics. And you see that as you have pillars, then it's easy what to post, when to post, the frequency and stuff. So let me walk you through the 8 pillars that we have. Pillar number 1 is Sweet Boss, the podcast that you're currently listening. So I'm doing it 2 times per week. So that's like 104 episodes are expected in 2023. And what's the effort? Well, I'm recording it, and then I have Tamara that edits it as the intro, the outro, the publishing, creating the social media content. But here's the thing. First, why it's a pillar? Well, we can use it on multiple ways, this content. First, we're publishing it as a podcast, and we're distributing to more than 50 podcast platforms. Second, we're adding it to our website. If you go to podcast.bizbeesolution.com, we have a page dedicated for this. From this podcast, we're also creating a weekly social media post. So once a week, we post on social media where we are summarizing the 2 posts, the 2 podcasts of the week. Some of the content from this podcast are then used as a thought leadership social media post. Once or 2 times, we're changing the call to action on the outro. So it's a good marketing tool where on the outro, we can buy the book or go to the academy or stuff. We can use the short teasers from the audio of the podcast and still share it on social media. And finally, we can create transcriptions from all the audios and add them to the podcast bizbeesolution.com. So you see, I do a recording of 5-10 minutes per episode. Okay, sometimes bigger. I do it 2 times per week. And just by that, we had a lot of amount of content that can be repurposed, recreated for different usages. That's just one pillar. Imagine 8. Okay, going to pillar number 2 is the video interviews that I'm doing, and we have 2, like automation tools for marketing and sales, and the B2B expert. Both of them are merged, so we are publishing two videos per month, so we are looking like at 24 interviews in 2023. The process is quite simple. Some of my team is finding guests that they can talk to my shows, just doing the recordings, and then Tamar is editing, adding the intro, the outro, the publishing and stuff. So why do we want the video interviews as a second pillar? Well, first, it's a video, so we published as a video on our YouTube channel, another content strategy. For the B2B experts, because it's video, but we don't share screens, we even take out the audio from the video and we create a podcast, which again is distributed to 50 podcast platforms. We're also taking out the transcriptions. We are building the transcription and adding to a video page on B2B Solution. It's called Video Interview, I think. So there is a lot of SEO potential there with a lot of links. Then from the videos, we create short video teasers and we share it on social media. And we are even considering creating a blog or an ebook where we're going to summarize all the automation tools. So back to my logic. So I record the 20 to 30 minutes videos, two per month. And this is all the types of content that we can extract just from that effort. It's amazing. I really love this strategy. Pillar number three. It's in the media. So as I'm trying to do a lot of public appearances, I'm invited to a lot of podcasts, shows, events, Global Entrepreneurship Week. We had through the associations of consultants, All Web. I'm a judge on several pitch deck and entrepreneurship competitions. So I'm trying to get a big exposure. Well, guess what? What's the effort? Some of my team is actually finding these opportunities for me. Some of the opportunities are reaching out to me. I'm actually doing the recording or the video or written interview. And once it's published, we actually create a transcription, a new page in our media section, and again, social media. So the pillar here helps us with the social media post because we can create some thought leadership and authority media, social media posts. We're doing the transcriptions and we're writing it our in the media page. So it's kind of boost of credibility. And this page we also use at Dancho Dimkov. So whenever I need credibility, Dancho in the media, well, that's the same page. So by me showing up on a Global Entrepreneurship Week and talking 1 hour with consultants, I immediately have the audio, I have the video, we have a new page, we have social media posting, and we are also adding it to Dancho Dimkov. And all that just by me showing up on an event. Pillar number four, we have the newsletter. Well, I was looking in the history. The first one newsletter we've sent was July 2020, and it's two times per month, so it's like 67 newsletters so far. And we have planned 24 newsletters in the coming year. And the sections that I saw is like we have an intro poem, then a blog from us, then what are the Dancho's podcasts, then we have the curated news, the B-Fund, the recommended tools, meet the biz, quotes. So it is a complex content, but it helps us a lot because as it has a deadline, we have to publish every 2 weeks the newsletter. It's used for a lot of stuff. First, as a nurture email, as a newsletter, we send it to all our database. Then we use it for social media posting. We take 7 posts per newsletter because the curated news, it's a social media post. The B-Fund section, it's a social media post. The recommended tool, it's a social media post. Meet the Bees, another social media post. So on a newsletter, we got 7 social media posts. Or since we do 2 newsletters, that's like additional 14 social media posts just from the newsletter. And also, the newsletter is a perfect vehicle for promotion of events or digital products that we have. And now we already made the plan for like the next 24. I mean, 1 week, one year has 54 weeks, I think, 56 maybe. So we know that there are 24 newsletters and we already mapped out the 2023 titles because some of them are in summer. So we're connecting to summer, to Thanksgiving, to autumn, to spring. So we already know exact dates. And since we know, we can already plan the blog post that we need to create in order to get into that newsletter. So that's planning. But I know that with these 24 newsletters, just by 7 posts per newsletter, I'm already looking at more than 150 social media posts just from this newsletter. That's the magic of pillars. Pillar number 5, the book publishing. Well, we have Sweet Leads, which is already published. There's nothing else I can do there. But It's like 250 pages, and we can use a lot out of it. I mean, we can create some social media post of out of it, whether it's thought leadership post, whether it's promotional by the book. We can take out some content that are really nice and convert it into whole blog posts. Like, it can be a whole chapter as a blog, or we can take a single topic and then just further enrich it into a complete blog. We can talk or share our outreach frameworks, that the pictures, the funny ones with the bees, yeah, we can share them. We can even take some book excerpts. Excerpts, I have no idea how is that pronounced, but we can now take the physical book, underline some of really well put sentences, and we can take pictures of the physical books and share that on social media. Then we have the audiobook. We can take now audio excerpts from the book and start sharing it on social media. And we do have like 3 to 5 upcoming books, but I'm not gonna discuss them now. It's too early, guys. But that's all the content from something that I've already finished. The book Sweet Leads is already finished, and we can take so much content and repurpose it for different purposes out of a finished pillar. Pillar number 6. I have 3 more to go, guys, and I see it's already 10-minute mark. Well, the events. We did the Prospecting and Outreach Summit in 2022. I loved it, and we're going to do more. So, for the summit, we got a lot of social media posts, even too many if you ask me, because for the summit, for the event, for the speakers, audio excerpt, video excerpt, invitations from the speakers, a lot of content was created. Then we have the video content. The speakers did the presentation, which we recorded, and we've created a separate YouTube channel where now you can go on YouTube on Bisbee account, and you can find the Prospecting and Outreach Summit 2022 and watch the videos from the speakers. We've created a blog. Well, from the 12 speakers, we put an interview of them and we merged that into a blog. And then we used a lot of the summit content into the newsletter, and we've created a new webpage, which is now added to Bisbee. So that's a really good strategy. And I'm already sure that for 2023, it's Wednesday, 15th of November, we're doing another summit. But also we said, well, while waiting for a whole year, what if we actually create some smaller events? It doesn't have to be every month. It can be every 2 months, like 6 new events where they're going to be more of a sales talks, more like a webinars, roundtables events, 4, 5, 6 speakers, up to 2 hours every 2 months. And that can be periodical. And you see, we still get the same value as a summit, because we get the video, we have the social media, we have the blog, we have content for the newsletter, and having 6 events in a year and then doing the master, the summit event, it significantly adds to our content strategy. Pillar number 7, the academy. Well, it's already published. There is going to be some updates throughout the year. I want to be fresh, but that's more per needed basis. But as a finished academy, we can do a lot of stuff. I mean, we took out some of the audio from the academy and we added here in the Sweet Leads on the podcast when we talked about the frameworks. We can take some excerpts and parts in the social media, whether it's like thought leadership or video teasers. We can take the transcriptions from the video, because every video has subtitles and transcription. We can just adjust it a bit, and there you go. We can have new blog posts. And the academy is also a perfect tool as a promotion. Like, whether we want to have some discounted promotions or course giveaways or anything, we have the academy. And the last pillar, guys, is the network projects. I think I did several podcasts on the topic, but I'm thinking that we're going to put more effort into the network projects. It's like the sales talk that I've talked about earlier. It's a network project. The summit is another one. We're going to add a guest blog post section on Bisbee website. So whoever wants to be a guest blogger on our website, by submitting according to our criteria, they'll be able to post their blogs on our website. The value for them is that they're getting backlinks to their website. The value for us is that we get an SEO and content that we can share to social media. So those are the 8 pillars. And if you think about it, this is the strategy. It's not whether I'm going to create a questionnaire or a quiz and on the type of podcast, the type of post that's going to be on LinkedIn, on Facebook, but it's like, well, what kind of content I can create that is going to have a history And then based on that content, I can actually just create social media posts and other stuff. And don't get me wrong, social media post is important, but if you put too much effort in planning a social media post and you post it and you have it, what, a day or two and that's it, it's gone. There's so many content. However, if I create this podcast and then create a social media post around this podcast, well, guess what? The social media post will disappear eventually, but the podcast, I have it forever. Even 10 years from now, this podcast will still be alive, still searchable, still SEO friendly. And for the people that are binge watching, well, it's December 2022, and hopefully we're going to achieve all this in 2023. So I'm curious, entrepreneurs, startups, marketing, sales people, have you started planning for 2023? Have you started putting it in a paper? Because I just put this on paper. It took me 2 hours. Of course, we do have a lot of brainstorming with the marketing team, but it's 9 pages, 1,700 words just for the marketing plan. Next is the sales plan, the operational plan, the introduction of new services plan. And there you go. That's our 6 months plan for 2023. That's all I had for today, guys, and do have a great day. Cheers.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. If you enjoyed the episode, then do subscribe. Oh, and you can tell a friend too. Don't miss out on the previous or the upcoming episodes on podcast.bizbeesolution.com. If you have a question or just really want to say hi, feel free to do so on my social media profiles. Connect with me or DM me on LinkedIn or Facebook. Did you know that my book, Sweet Leads, is an Amazon bestseller? Well, grab your Kindle or printed copy on Amazon.